Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
This is the Adam Carriker Show on 93.7 The Ticket and theticketfm.com.
Boom! Welcome back to the final segment of today's show, ladies and gentlemen. All right, Dylan Raiola's most recent press conference. Before he answered any questions, he acknowledged the alternate uniforms, and I quote, "We love them. The whole team loves them. Hope our fans come to the USC game and rock their black, and I think it's something special." End quote. I'm just pausing to let that set out in the universe because I know there's people who are on board with it. There is people who are not on board with it. And I personally hope everyone comes around to it because it's what we're being asked to do to support the team. That's where I'm at. You got any other final thoughts on that, Jake?
It's just so silly how much reaction this does get in people talking. So that's kind of my joke. I nicknamed one of our segments the other day, reacting to the reaction of, because everybody's got their own opinion, which is fair enough. But as we all know, it's not going to impact the game too much. It's supposed to be something fun that they're doing. So if you hate it, try to have a little fun.
I do like that it's supposed to be a night game. I do like that it's black jerseys, et cetera, et cetera. I can get on board with that. All right. And here's the biggest thing. If the players love it, honestly, that's the biggest thing to me. So, it shows how cool it is to watch Ja'Cory Barney continue to get better. Despite how special of a player he already is, he continues to improve. I do think he could be, like I've talked about, you know, what's Holgorsen going to do with a guy like Harburg and Nelson and like a chess piece moving around on a chessboard. Ja'Cory Barney could be something similar and make an impact in the return game on special teams as well. All right. Said an area he's grown the most since last season is his overall command of the offense. And I quote, "I feel comfortable right now," end quote. Talks about Dane Key, Engineer, and Bonner. They embody what it means to be a Husker. Also shares beyond being a single digit goes far beyond just what you wear on Saturdays. It represents how they go about things. It represents a toughness. It represents respect from your peers as well. All right, on how he sees the program grow. And I quote, "It went from begging guys to do things to now it's what the standard is. And it doesn't have to be explained," end quote. Dude, I love that a lot. All right. Instead of trying to convince guys to do something, now you don't have to say a word and it's just done. That's what he's talking about. So this C word that we've heard for years since before Scott got here, the culture, that's culture. That's culture. Now, does it lead to more wins? It's not going to hurt and it should help. We'll see what happens on the field. I did expand a little bit by sharing. It's the recovery, sleep, studying, being around one another. Shares these habits, or what he's talking about, or what makes him believe this team could be something special. Now, he did mention on Archie Wilson, the punter, all right, going back a week. The clip was shown during a team meeting. Dylan says it gave him chills. Remembers when Archie and his family were here on his visit and couldn't believe what it took for them to go from Australia to Nebraska. And I quote, "I think he deserves all the praise he's getting. I mean, he's kicking in yards out here, but he's normally kicking in meters." By the way, meters are longer than yards back home. It's a real transition, end quote. By the way, I helped my daughter train for the 100-meter dash at Nationals because, you know, I'm an expert. But she wanted to do some additional training at home. And I'm like, what's longer, a meter or a yard? So I literally had to look it up, and then I went and I stepped it off. So 91 meters equates to 100 yards. I thought that was just random.
That is interesting, yeah.
Random, maybe interesting information.
It's not all that much of a difference. Then I was kind of thinking it would be more.
Well, there's a difference between returning a kick 91 yards and 100.
Yeah. It'll add up. Don't get me wrong.
No, I'm with you. And let's see if I can try to get this right. 100 meters was exactly 110 yards. Because I actually, like, I was, like, curious. And I had her, like, running chutes and with parachutes because we used to run 110 yards with parachutes.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
And so she was running 110 yards, which is 100 meters, which is how I specifically knew, with a parachute. And then sometimes she'd do it with two parachutes. So, all right, I'm watching his brother again. Some of this is last week related. Dayton on ESPN said he rented out the rooftop at Barry's for the team to go watch. And when he got there, the team was already there to support and watch. And I quote, speaking of my brother, I am proud of him. Talk about Dayton. To open up on ESPN, I'm just proud of him. My family is. He did a great job last night. All right, what are your thoughts? Press conference as a whole, John Butler, Terry Braden, Keona Davis, Dawson McCullough, Dylan Raiola. What are your thoughts?
One, it'd be pretty cool to run off the. I wouldn't want to be up there at the rooftop of Barry's to watch that. But that sounds like a good time. So hopefully they did have some fun there.
Your invite must have got lost in the
night. Yeah. I don't know. Maybe. Yeah. I'm sure hit me up next time. It'd be very cool. And like you said, I think the biggest thing is, you know, as we get closer to playing in the action on the field, hopefully we can see a lot of this that they're talking about. Because there's a lot of good feelings. And like you said, it's like year three. It's not just happenstance that's when it takes off. It is this culture. It is this building of players that, you know, trust and all that sort of thing that we're kind of seeing hopefully get to the peak here and be able to take off. I always kind of think through this and kind of think about your own experiences through it. Because when you think about culture, I mean, you kind of talked about it a little bit, but is that a lot of like when no eyes are on you? Because everybody's giving effort when the coaches are looking at you, but how much or how many guys, what percentage of a locker room generally, would give that extra effort, I suppose, when there's not eyes on them? And did that change over your time at Nebraska?
Yeah, it's what you do when no one's looking, essentially. If I'm being fully honest, like I love the dudes I played with, love them. There was probably a more solid culture when I first got there with Solich. Under Callahan, there was still a culture, but when I think of a culture, I think of a culture you would prefer. I personally preferred the culture under Solich a little bit more when I first got there. I think obviously things changed schematically, but the things changed with the way Callahan approached things in general beyond just the scheme. And, you know, it's very different than what Nebraska had done. There were certain guys who were always bought in no matter what. And you want those to be the majority of guys on the team, not the minority. And there were a lot of guys who were bought in and did a lot of great work and worked hard. You know, I think about guys like Brandon Rigoni, Corey McEwen, Titus Adams, LaKeven Smith. I actually just saw Titus for the first time in years at a OSA basketball tournament for elementary school kids up in Omaha. One of the funnest, nicest dudes. Got some of the quickest feet of any D-tackle I've ever played with in my life. So it's kind of cool to catch up with him. He's got like three teenage boys now, or middle school to high school age. But there was always guys who did it, but the culture is set by the coach. The leaders on the team will continue whatever the culture is that's set by the coach. And then hopefully, once the coach is there long enough, the culture is set. And then the younger guys become the leaders, have been trained in that culture. They take over the coach and they now lead the culture. But the initial culture is going to be set by the coach. It is maintained by the leaders on the team, whatever was initially set when the new coach got there. And I think that's what Raiola is talking about, is the culture has now been set and now the leaders on the team are taking charge of it. So All right, man. You got any big plans for this afternoon?
Not this afternoon, but I know we're going to hit it at some point. I do have a fall wedding coming up, so.
Oh, that's right. Fall weddings. Tune in Thursday. And Dylan Gabriel, I've had this in my pocket for like 2-3 days, but the show's always so full. He didn't say Shadur, but basically called Shadur an entertainer. Quick thoughts on that? Just quick, like 10 seconds.
It just reminds you they're competing out there sometimes. And for more than anything, Joe Flacco ended up winning the job. So we'll kind of see what happens from here.
You know what was ironic about it? I found his comments to be highly entertaining. don't go anywhere. You're going to have Bach in the back black shirt right after this break. Until next time, go Big Red Noise. Remember to throw the bones.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.